Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. So, it's day 18 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, August 18th, and I am doing another piece of flash fiction that I wrote couple of hours ago. I actually wrote it while we were having dinner and watching the first two episodes of Defenders on Netflix. So if it's a little disjointed, it's because I was doing three things at once and one of them was writing. In any case, it's called Puddle Jumper. Walk between the raindrops, they told me. It's a Zen thing. You'll learn to see the world with new clarity. So I tried. At first, I thought it was an impossible task. How do you walk between raindrops? But eventually, I got it. I started with one of those slow summer storms, the kind with the big, fat raindrops that smell of ozone and practically sizzle when they land on hot pavement. Starting slow is always easier. Practice really does make perfect, though, because by the time November sleet, icy needle pricks falling from the sky, came calling, I could step between each drop and never even get damp. It's a handy thing to be able to walk down the street in a deluge and never get wet. I've given up on galoshes in favor of plain old sneakers. Okay, I'm a bit of a brand whore, and mine are always Converse All-Stars or vintage Vans, and yeah, I'm dating myself with that one, but I don't mind. Of course, I still carry an umbrella. Don't want to draw too much notice, do I? But I digress. Once I'd managed to walk between raindrops, I decided it was time to dive into puddles. That took a bit longer to master. I mean, flying may be as simple as, how did Douglas Adams put it? Oh, right, throwing yourself at the ground and missing, but puddle diving requires a bit more nuance. Okay, that just sounded pretentious. What it really requires is the willingness to jump off a curb into a mess of dirty, oily, cold water without making a splash. That part, it turns out, is key. Or caring if normal people, and believe me, I use the term normal loosely, see you try. Puddle jumping is great when you're a kid. Adults will watch you and smile. For a grown man or woman, it's a different story, one that involves a lot of laughter and derision and pants that are soaked below the knees. It took 3 years of practice before I learned the trick of it. As with most magic, the real trick is that you have to believe you can do it. What I didn't count on is that magical puddle jumping takes energy. I'd been so focused on learning this new skill that I'd been skipping meals, skimping on sleep, missing work to drive to places with impending weather so I'd have more opportunities to practice. I even created an app to help me find people who'd left their sprinklers on too long or had just washed their cars. I wasn't just learning a new form of magic. I'd become a puddle junkie. Any addiction is pretty much the same as any other. Get far enough in and you'll do anything, and I do mean anything, for your next fix. I knew the sun shower hadn't left enough volume for me to complete a successful jump, but I wanted, no, needed to feel it again. The rush of diving into liquid without getting wet. The weightlessness of being suspended in an aqueous other place. The thrill of being able to gaze up at the world from a perspective few others had ever experienced. I managed to make the dive, but I'd lost enough weight through practicing that I jumped right out of my shoes. You're laughing. I can tell. Don't. I mean, seriously, don't. See, the thing about puddle diving is, if you leave anything behind, anything that bridges the wet and the dry, you can't jump back out. Ever.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.